The official official drink of the Belmont Stakes is a six-pack of Schlitz. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
And this whole Black Eyed Susan recipe, citrus vodka. No, you don't need citrus vodka. But what we do need, is a guest named Laura Conway. She's our web editor. The music would indicate that she is here with the latest from the Bryant Park Project blog. Hello, Laura.
Good morning. I think I am here.
You are here. Good. Mind and body.
Do you guys think we could get Mark Garrison to set up shop with those Black Eyed Susans the way he did with the mint juleps?
Sure. Can we do it earlier in the day? By the time that cocktail making made it around.
Yeah, we got to do the pre-noon cocktails.
Yeah, no, yeah, 10:30. 10:30 is a civilized way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What are you, people, cretins? So what's going out there in the blog
what's going
world?
When I was surfing around, I noticed a lot of comments on there about our segment on Kentucky we did last week in the presidential primary.
Yeah, we blogged this snippet from our talk with Professor Donald Gross, and he was trying to explain Hillary Clinton's huge lead over Barack Obama in Kentucky's primary race. And he said that he thinks some people in some parts of the state are, quote, a bit uncomfortable with African Americans.
You know, literally a lot of these individuals have almost never seen African Americans. They don't interact with them.
Do you mean that literally people never see African Americans? You've had experience with white Kentuckians who've told you that?
Yes, at the university I've had students come in and literally say they've never seen some African Americans personally or talked with African Americans till they came to Lexington.
So the Twitter stream just blew up.
Well, what are people saying that?
Well,
they,
you know,
think he's a liar, or,
you know, there's a reason they call race the third rail in politics, because it is electric and it's tough to touch. I mean, I really thought that Professor Gross was just saying, you know, this is my experience. This is what I'm experiencing as a teacher here in the school. This guy, Greg, checked in immediately and says, you know, how easy it is to jump to generalized conclusions about Kentucky. I grew up in central Kentucky in the 60s. We lived with, played with, and shared life with black, white, Asian, Indian, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish kids. I know we were not an anomaly. And then it just went on. I think we must have gotten picked up by a blog about Kentucky somewhere. But then again, you know, some of our usual listeners, Stuart, came in and said that he grew up in a city, Denver City, Texas. Anybody ever heard of that?
No.
2,500 people. Says he was 8 the first time he ever saw a black person in real life as opposed to on TV.
I mean, there are large pockets of...
Wouldn't it be ironic if the guy you saw in real life were Arnold from Different Strokes?
The person you saw on TV?
Yeah. If he did an appearance at a mall. Anyway.
Anyway, a rollicking open thread on that and really worth checking out. I think I'm going to blog part of our conversation with Jim Vandehyde today of Politico, the part where he was talking about the sad state of the Republican brand, and just see what people have to say about that.
It's a good idea.
We're going to be hanging out today in the Bryant Park with Cheryl Orring. She's the artist who dictates, or she takes dictation from people for their next letters for the next president. And I want to say thanks to everybody who dropped in a letter. T. Weiss came in and said, "Do your best so my children can respect you even if they do not always agree with you."
Very nice.
That's not going to drive blog traffic. Respect?
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like the appeaser, but maybe that's what we should. Maybe this should be a blog called The Appeaser or The Appeasist.
My thing is as good as The Deciderer.
Yeah, two different statements, and we'll ask our listeners and readers to say, what's appeasier?
What they want to say. Have you guys noticed we blogged a thing last week, our blog, The News Breaking, about gay marriage, and one person came in and started talking about the homosexualists? I thought that would be a great name.
Homosexualists?
For a site. Yeah, keep me in to look it up and see if anyone
Didn't
has.
Didn't they
it.
Open for the Decemberists at that Obama?
We were going to say.
Anyway, okay, Bryant Park. If you still want to get a letter into the next president, you've got time, and we may even use some of them in a video.
Cool. Laura Conway edits our blog, thebryantparkproject.com. No, we're not on the Bryant Park Project.
No, we are not. We're nonprofit. We're at npr.org/Bryant Park.
And twitter.com/BPP.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for getting my back. That does it for this hour of the BPP. We don't go away. We are online at, that's right, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.